welcome back. We have Joel Skousen, one of the best journalists, I believe, on the planet, for a clear-headed view. And I strongly recommend you obtain it. You can get a free copy by emailing at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel, we have, I guess, the issue of some last Friday's newsletter to talk about. But plus, I'm sure you have some new surprises of ones you're working on for this Friday newsletter. Let's roll.
Yes, indeed. You know, the top story is, of course, is Donald Trump reaching presumed nominee status in the Republican Party. And our basic emphasis in last week's World Press Brief on Friday was what the establishment plans to do and how they plan to still, you know, derail this. They've got a problem in the sense that they want to derail the Republican Party as one of the two false alternatives in the United States. You know, the powers that be control both political parties. But I've outlined that they plan to continue the vilification campaign, and of course Hillary Clinton's really taking over that. In one ad, you know, that Hillary put out, Republicans just nominated Donald Trump to be their leader of their party. A vote for Donald Trump, it is a vote for, and then it shows a whole list of things that Donald Trump has said that it's been embarrassing, that makes it very difficult for people to you know, get on board with Donald, and it's a real problem. You know, I watched a video that really showcased virtually all of the televised quotes of Donald Trump over the years, going back some 20 years on political issues, from birth control to abortion to, you know, gun control. He's been all over the map, and so it's really easy to make Donald Trump out to look like a person who is just all over the map that you can't really trust.
Yeah, I know.
So we assume that this will continue and will accelerate. I don't know how anybody can survive that, other than the fact that, you know, the core supporters of Donald Trump that is so anti-establishment, for good reason, for good reason. Just this really doesn't mean anything to them. As Donald Trump said in one of the interviews just yesterday, I mean, I'm allowed to change. You know, that should be a good thing for people, and it is. I mean, people want to be able to see someone change as long as it's in the right direction. But I'm a little worried that some of the changes that he's talking about are not in the right direction. Of course, you know, he's gone on record as being for torture. He's gone on record as being for NSA spying. And he just now basically admitted that he was going to allow, in negotiations on his tax plan, to even allow increased taxes on the rich, which, you know, really goes against Republican principles, because we really believe that spending needs to be cut rather than raising any taxes at all.
Exactly.
It's going to really get the corporate income tax down and get jobs back in America, which I'm not sure how easy that would be. It's not just the taxes. The main reason why jobs go elsewhere is because of the extreme regulation environment, you know, political correctness, all of this transgender bathrooms and all these types of things that are driving companies overseas.
Exactly. We can go through a checklist. Yeah, you're right. And I think a lot of issues, for example, we want energy independence, but we don't want to have fracking that destroys the environment and damages 15 million American citizens. But you're right. A lot of policies, he said, for example, torture doesn't get any good quality information. But as a doctor, I know technology that can extract the truth from anybody, no matter how resistant or trained they are, even if they're Delta Force. So when he makes these bombastic statements, he's going to have to retract them. Many of them, for example, the idea of deporting millions of anchor babies born on American soil, that's not going to work. The Supreme Court's the one that decides that, not him. And this idea of just deporting everybody, Willie, or you're going to stop the drug trade by putting up a wall, you're going to stop some drug trade, but the main drug trade is coming in from the CIA and the FBI and the FBI. They're bringing in these illegal drugs. So, you know, when he makes these statements, he can curry to his base, but the fact is the base doesn't think these through all the way. And I've talked to Roger Stone about this, and I said, you know, he's going to open up oil can-sized drums cans of worms, and he's going to have to change his position on a lot of statements that are, you know, off the base. You know, they have to follow through. And although he's going to be adaptive, and I do believe the man right now is a Christian and he's pro-life, he's not a great Christian. And I don't think being rich is necessarily mean it's a proscription against the idea that he can actually be willing to sacrifice for America, because he's lost a lot of money just doing what he did. But I think that his policies have to shake down to something with good advisors, so he doesn't say things that he, number one, can't do, and number one, doesn't start a trade war when he wants to actually make good business deals. And he changes the regulatory environment and the tax environment rather than taxing the heck out of people that could make jobs. He wants to re-import that money, the trillions of dollars that's overseas, because it's not just there because it's cheaper to build things overseas. It's because the regulations here are insane. I talk to corporations, and they tell me the same business that could hire 5,000 employees to build something in America will take 5 years and a lot of money for regulations, and in 90 days you can get it operational in China. I mean, that's why things are that way they are, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm not sure, as you said, that he's going to be able to reverse that. Because remember that, you know, the courts can overturn anything that a politician tries to do to right things in the United States. For example, when the voters of California voted to deny illegal aliens from Mexico any of the benefits of public schools and public health and all that, the Supreme
right.
Court of California overturned it. And this happens all the time, just like... another gay marriage, and the voters vote one way and the courts overturn it. But, you know, I am not encouraged, Bill, on those that Trump has surrounded himself with. I believe that there's a major effort out to co-opt him. This can happen at many levels. Get him to take on controlled advisors. You know, he's met with Richard Haass at the Council of Foreign Relations and said nice things about that. He's been endorsed by Dick Cheney, the Darth Vader of the Bush administration.
Dick Cheney, we call the Prince of Darkness is his title in the White House.
and you know, he was really running the White House during the Bush administration.
Right.
He grew his staff from the average staff of the vice president in the White House is 6 people, and it's mostly PR staff and transportation arranging and those types of things, schedules and speaking engagements. His staff ballooned to over 600 during the Bush administration.
Wow.
He had people in every arm of government. I mean, Dick Cheney was really running the show, and that's how he did it, with that
right.
huge staff that he had.
Right.
So one of the biggest problems that, you know, I'm going to be covering this week in the World Trade Brief is that he has selected Chris Christie to run his transition team.
Right.
That may sound innocuous unless you understand that this is a person who's in charge of submitting to Donald Trump the entire slate of people in their staff, his administration, all the top cabinet positions, all the top bureaucratic positions in the various agencies. And, you know, to have somebody like Chris Christie, who is an insider, who is an establishment politician, this had to be the reason that Chris Christie was endorsing Trump early on to ingratiate himself with him so that he could gain access and determine. Now, remember, and in the compromise they forced upon Reagan after he won the nomination against the will of the establishment was that, you know, we can destroy you in the press or we can look with favor upon you if only if you take George H.W. Bush as your vice president. Now, this was a competitor for the GOP nomination that had been rejected by the people when he got into the White House as the vice president and with the additional specification he was to run the transition team.
Right.
That is, determine most of the personnel that would be in the Reagan White House. And that's why the Reagan White House was filled with, there were cadres of homosexuals in there that Reagan didn't know about, and leftists and globalists all brought in there by George H.W. Bush, which undermined the Reagan administration.
Yeah, who's running it in a sense behind the scenes like Dick Cheney, the same kind of deal, right?
Yeah, it was. And so Chris Christie is going to play that role here. It's not an arm-twisting role like it was with Reagan. But it's still, look, Trump doesn't have any experience in government. He doesn't know who should be staffing these positions. I mean, he's thrown out wild ideas like Sarah Palin for Energy Secretary because he's going to abolish the Department of Energy. But, you know, he may get a few of those quack ideas in there. But, you know, I'm really worried about the establishment people that Chris Christie's going to bring into a Trump advisory role and administration.
Right.
And that's all part of the plan. You know, what do you think? You know, there could be another reason for Dick Cheney or John McCain endorsing Trump.
Right.
And that is, you know, it can kind of, you know, turn true conservatives against Trump. They're like, well, if Dick Cheney or John McCain are endorsing him, we certainly can't endorse him. There may be some of that. I don't think they're going to have direct influence in the Trump campaign, so probably their endorsements are meant, you know, for a negative taint. But I'm, you know, this whole situation is very, very fluid this time.
Yeah.
And just like Trump changing his mind and saying, yeah, we'll allow some tax rises to the rich, you know, it just doesn't give me a lot of confidence that we can rely on Trump to actually do what he's going to say.
Yeah, the whole problem is it's not matter or not where people become richer in America, it's whether that rich money gets to build business, to build jobs for people in America. The problem is you have to have the conditions that people want to repatriate the trillions of dollars home. And right now we have a situation where we have uncontrolled immigration. We have an open border, which is going to bring in terrorism. And I think Obama would like to have a bipartisan security domestic bill after major terrorism on American soil. And Trump sort of feeds on all these issues, but he has what I call a very chameleon-type response to them that disturbs me. I'm voting for Trump because he's the only... I don't want to see Hillary, which will be a plague in the White House, but it's like deciding whether or not you want to have acute bronchitic pneumonia or you want to get terminal cancer. Hillary Clinton's terminal cancer, but bronchitic pneumonia is not going to be a party either.
You know, Alex Jones has made a big deal of the fact that Trump is one of us. He believes in conspiracy. He knows what happened in 9/11, but I don't believe it.
No, I don't think so either.
You can't say wonderful things about Dick Cheney and have read and understood Mineta's testimony of what went on in the Situation Room of the White House, where he's
exactly
directing that Air Force lieutenant not to interfere with that airplane heading for the Pentagon.
Exactly.
Can't be best friends with Rudolph Giuliani, the former mayor of New York during 9/11, who had advanced knowledge that Building 7 was going to be pulled by explosives, and
right,
failed to warn his firefighters in the other Twin Towers. You know, they'd never forgiven him for that. But that's another one who's worming his way, into
right,
Trump's circle of influence. But it does prove that he really doesn't understand the
right
difficulty of the 9/11 situation as a government operation.
What I'm worried is what I call a red wedding, like the old Scottish red wedding they had, and then they kind of recalled in the Game of Thrones episode last year, where they had a wedding, and then all of a sudden they killed all the other members of the party. I'm very concerned that, with Trump's Scottish background, he should know they may be planning a red wedding for him when he arrives as president, if he does.
Well, they're certainly capable of eliminating a president. I mean, they did throw an assassination attempt, which I think was, they actually tried and failed against Ronald Reagan, and that would have put George H.W. Bush in the White House. So we have to be very, very careful about who they get to be, talk Trump into accepting as his vice presidential candidate.
But it's not just an assassination I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of his so-called geopolitical agenda, which keeps on changing. And some of the things he says, like he's going to deport 12 million, illegals. Yeah, there are a lot of illegals here besides the children. But remember, how are you going to deport the parents of a child born in America that's an American and the child is still a minor? I don't think that's going to be technically or reasonably possible. What you want to do is you want to incorporate them so they're paying taxes. You want to close the border so you don't let criminals come across. And a lot of people that serve one or two terms in the military, say from Nicaragua, they're directly involved with the drug trade, and the police and the FBI know these people by name, and that they don't put them in prison here or transport them to prison in their home country. So they come back over the border like Kate's Law, and they kill people, or they do more criminal activity with drug cartels in Phoenix or L.A., and we do nothing about it. I mean, we know these things. The local police and the FBI know it, and they won't do a darn thing about it because they want a certain level of chaos, because the establishment would like that chaos because it allows them to get more control of the population.
I think there's some reasonable things that we could do to stop the illegal immigration problem. One of the first and foremost, if I were president, would to threaten Mexico with a cutoff of all trade unless they initiate an effective sting operation which ferrets out all of the professional smugglers. And it's the simplest thing in the world to do. You're just sending people posing as people who want to get to the United States, offering money, and whoever accepts it gets arrested. It would put a freeze on the coyote traffic that comes across the border just instantly, knowing that the government...
That's a really good idea, That would do better than a wall, in fact, in many ways.
You could do the same thing in Turkey. Send refugees, if they were, they ought to say, you want the $6 billion, Turkey, you got to do an effective sting operation. You got to set up these boat operators to make sure that anybody who accepts money gets arrested on the spot. and that would stop this illegal immigration to Greece and all the problems. As you and I know,
that's brilliant.
Powers that be in Europe and the United States don't want that stopped, and that's why they won't do those things.
Right. And so, in other words, to some degree, the Mexican government and multiple administrations is collaborating with the coyotes that bring illegals across, and it puts the people not only in financial but physical danger, because a lot of them are brought across in ways that could harm their health or their life. And it's not reasonable to do that. In fact, I said if we needed a guest worker program, we should send them over in air-conditioned buses and bottled water, but a process to get them back to their home country when they finish their cycle of work. And if people want to immigrate, we need a streamlined immigration law. But you're right, if we just got rid of the coyotes, the wall would become irrelevant, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. But you still have to have a wall so that people just don't walk across.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I think we need a wall.
You
convinced me that.
You don't have to build the expensive type wall if you make sure that you really go after the coyotes, the professional smugglers. You make it difficult enough that normal people can't, do it illegally without smuggling, and then really... I mean, if any Mexican go find a smuggler within 24 hours to take him across the border, so can the Mexican government.
Right.
And they need to be responsible. Now, one of the other things that I wanted to point out, which I did in the brief, is Trump's susceptibility to flattery. It's
yes.
Very important to understand this characteristic. And a lot of people who have known Trump said, yeah, he's a generally nice guy. And even though he's caustic in remarks and he's bombastic and everything, he apparently is a nice guy. But this is also a weakness.
Right.
Because all you've got to do is endorse Trump and do something. He turns around and says nice things to people who, like the Clintons before, like Dick Cheney. I mean, these people are working for the other side.
Right.
And, he said nice things about Janet Yellen the other day when he talked about it.
You're going to be kidding.
She's a wonderful person. Wonderful person. She's not a wonderful person. And this is a person
he won't call a spade.
With the Fed.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's really insignificant.
So,
in other words...
this is a very, very strong psychological weakness that I believe the powers that be are going to play up to get him to take various positions or change his positions.
That's disturbing.
It's very important to watch the vice presidential candidate because, unfortunately, John Kasich has said he's not interested. And I think part of the reason is Kasich knows as an insider that Trump is going down, that they're not going to let him get elected. And so he doesn't want to, get on board. But if somebody like Chris Christie gets to be the vice president, you better worry about eliminating a Trump in favor of getting someone in there like Christie who couldn't win on his own.
Yeah. So what you're saying is we have a dangerous situation where the likelihood of an assassination attempt or a political assassination where they basically take over all his agendas by flattery and by manipulation. That's very serious. And I see that. I see his chameleon-like personality and changing views on things as a danger. It needs to be based on logic. For example, I'm very strongly against fracking. Now, we have non-chemical fracking using microwaves, but you have to recharge the aquifer and you have to put a boundary zone so you don't destroy the water table or turn the parts of the United States into a desert. And it doesn't take too many years or decades for that to happen. So... Just getting energy independence is a good plan, but you can't frack. I mean, the fracking is nuts. And if you want to frack,
one of the problems with fracking is that it doesn't last very long. You have to continue fracking in order to keep the production up, and that's why they have these huge fracking teams that have been laid off and getting those back into work now. I mean, you've got to have a go signal that you're going to continue fracking once you bring all these expensive teams on board. It doesn't last very much, dipping into a real pool of oil. I like to have, it's done a tremendous amount for breaking the back of the OPEC movement, but OPEC, of course, has given the price down enough. I mean, the U.S. itself has driven the price down by the fact that we don't have... a controlled oil market here. It's a free market oil.
I'm certain there's large bathyllas of oil in the United States territory. One of them that I know of is a Liberty rig up in off of Alaska that has the second largest bathyllas of oil on the planet. We also have the Kern Valley in Alberta.
The Gulf Island oil pool. Lindsay Williams talked about that ARCO sealed upon orders of the government. We got tons of oil up there.
Yeah, we don't want to release it. It's it's part of globalism to not release this, because we could be energy independent 10 years ago. We are doing this purposefully as part of global geopolitical policy. It's not for America. It's for the sake of world government. That's what's going on.
Yes, exactly.
Now, you mentioned something. Oh, we're on break.
Drink. I didn't
hear the bubble coming out.
For optimal nutrition in one great tasting smoothie, just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at Nutramedical.com. Nutramedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Joel, there's a couple issues we talked on the break. I think that you have a better grasp of these, and you've been way ahead of the curve. So when I have other people on, like Carly Schlanger or other experts, and a lot of them think, well, Russia's good, Russia's this. No, Russia is coming back out of the financial collapse, and they're not happy with the way they've actually made public statements about this, about the East Germany being absorbed into West Germany. They're not happy with the setting up of NATO alliances with former CIS nations. And it's not the rise of the so-called communist Soviet Union, but it's the rise of a socialist empire with satellite nations around it. Now many of them becoming NATO members, and also nuclear missiles deployed by us as early as in the last few months on the Polish-Russian border. So what I see happening...
No, that's not true. There are no nuclear missiles poised on the Polish-Russian border. There are ABM systems... Those are not nuclear chips. They have no warhead.
No, not nuclear chips. They're not offensive. I'm talking about defensive. They're able to knock out missiles in their launch phase. That's what we're talking about.
You said nuclear missiles.
Well, the things that knock out the nuclear missiles. In other words, they try to knock out them in their launch phase, which pokes the Russians' eyes out if they try to attack us. So it takes out the first strike offensive. What I'm concerned about is that people think that Putin is a good guy. And you did a better analysis than anybody. That what Putin and the Russians...
These charges have come from people who are good people, who are anti-globalists, and I see the Russians, putting a monkey wrench into the globalist agenda in Syria and Ukraine and other places, but Russia is not our friend. In fact, it's worse than what you just described. It's not about Russia coming out of the economic collapse. There was no economic collapse. It was a certainly was a Soviet-style economic stagnation that went down to a basic economy.
Right.
But in fact, the Soviet Union never did collapse. It was a carefully crafted deception.
Right.
From Yeltsin through the rise of Putin, the oligarchs, all of those former and present communists. The communists still run things, but they're running it under the guise of Putin. Now, Putin has, in fact, done a coup on the original oligarchs, having killed Boris Berezovsky and exiled Brzezinski and others, and now there's another set of oligarchs that have risen up to take their place, and Putin's one of them. Putin's probably one of the most wealthy people in the world. He takes a cut of every transaction, every import-export that goes across the borders in Russia through a foot company.
Right.
And that's why this palace near Sochi was built, this gold decorated palace.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the name of a friend of Putin, but it was done with Putin's largesse. So this is not what it seems, and, you know, Russia is not simply reacting to NATO on its border or any such show.
No, I know that.
This is the old Soviet Union coming back to life.
Right.
And probing and taking back some of the former Soviet states in order to have, like Ukraine and Crimea and Georgia, so as to eventually justify more and more military troops on the border. I mean, it was just revealed last week in Estonia that they caught Russian diplomats going across and measuring and doing weight calculations on every bridge in Estonia along the main routes from Russia into Estonia. And that shows that the Russians are planning on eventually taking back the Baltics at some point in the future. So the threat is real. You know, the Russian stealth invasion of Ukraine is only because Russia is not ready to take on the West and does not want to do an open invasion so as to provoke a NATO response. That's why they're doing the stealth response. And in Syria, they are truly putting a monkey wrench in the globalist agenda. And I'm glad to see that happening. Assad is not the bad guy that they've been making out. The U.S. has essentially made a deal with Israel that they would get rid of Assad and the threat of Syria before Israel was required to attack Iran. And that's why that whole nuclear agreement was put together by the Obama administration. It's not because they, their benevolence of their heart, they wanted to do a nuclear agreement. And it's not that it's a dangerous agreement because they're letting Iran get away with murder. It is a trap. They've set up an agreement that they can call Iran a cheater on that agreement at any time in the future and go to the attack mode. I mean, they put in things that don't even do nuclear weapons. They put in restrictions on any missile developments. So Iran's already violating that. And so this is basically a trap set up so that once Syria's out of the way, they just have to go after Iran, that they can do so.
Exactly. Good
the
analysis.
The reason for going after Iran is because Iran's the only Muslim country that is intent on becoming self-sufficient in building its own weaponry. They can't allow that. The globalists want Muslims in public.
Ah, very good. Back in a moment with more from Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Joel, there's a lot of hype out there in the, either the regular news media or the, I call the blogosphere, and the alternative media, which is why we try to have a level head. Issues that are important are being missed, and issues that are blown way out of proportion are being hyped. And I'm not sure whether it's egos or misinformation or what's going on, but it's not good for us making decisions personally and corporately.
Well, let me give you an example of that in the today's news about an ICE agent, Immigration Customs Enforcement agent, who supposedly committed suicide and left a big, long note basically confirming all the hype that's on the Internet about economic collapse and martial law and gun control and banking holiday and all the stuff that's been discredited now for hours is now back in the alternative press because it appears like this ICE agent left this note. Let me tell you why that's bogus. In the first place, most of these people, like Lindsay Williams, come up with this because of so-called insiders that are leaking this information about a banking holiday, about an economic class. They're going to pull the plug on the economy. Well, my answer is, what's stopping them? All you got to do is cut the money supply, and you pull the plug on the economy, and the Fed shows no sign of doing that. So when's it going to happen? I mean, he was predicting that from his insider sources back in 2010. Now we have this ICE suicide. What I think is happening, first of all, I know of no person in or out of government, law enforcement, anyone who is aware of these conspiracy theories who is suicidal. None. We have no history of anybody committing suicide because of the bad news about this conspiracy. These are vigorous people wanting to fight this thing, and that's why they do things.
It doesn't even make sense, does it? It doesn't make sense, logically.
I think he was killed because he knew too much, or he was too much against, he was going to blow the whistle on the Obama administration, some of their secret orders to ICE to let illegals go, and all those types of things that happen regularly. And they killed him, then planted this note on him, basically to keep the hype going.
Right.
This kind of hype discredits real conspiracy theories. The more people spread this around, the more their friends and neighbors say, and it doesn't happen, the economic collapse doesn't happen. Look, economic and dollar collapse cannot happen when the Fed is being careful. And I'm not saying I agree with fiat money or the Fed or anything, but they are obviously being careful not to do a collapse. They're not exceeding 10% of the money supply in their inflation. And real inflation is 6 to 7%, not 1 to 2%. But we've been living that for 20 years. That is not hyperinflation. You can't get to hyperinflation without indexing, which means the government mandates that everybody's salaries keep pace with inflation. In fact, the government obscures the inflation rate to make sure that the COLA payments and Social Security cost of living allowance is dumbed down to less than 1%.
Right, so it's less than
7%.
Right, it's actually less than the real inflation rate, so people are getting squeezed harder and harder every year on purpose.
That's right, and they do that to to keep the debt bomb from exploding. The more they keep interest rates at near zero, the more they can keep deficit spending without it becoming a higher percentage of the national debt, that is the interest that has to be paid on this. And so there are excess prison capacity being built to put away dissidents. NSA spying is mostly about tracking dissidents in the United States in preparation for a takedown someday, but it won't come because of economic collapse, because economic collapse never happens. I repeat, never happens without a destructive war that stops people from going to work and doing what they normally do.
Right.
There's never been an example of an economic collapse without a destructive war, except for the 40 fall in the Soviet Union. That wasn't a true economic collapse. It was a typical Soviet socialist destruction or slowing down of the economy until it got to a survival level, and then they faked their own demise in order to get Western aid and trade, which built them back up again.
Right.
It wasn't a true economic collapse, and neither was the Depression. I mean, there were only 25% of people out of work in the Depression. Yes, it was a hard time because of the balloon, the bubble that burst, and the false expectation, the false income, but that was based on free money. That was not based upon real free market economics. So, you know, people really need to understand the answers to things, why this hype cannot come to pass. There's another piece of hype out on the internet that everybody jumped on, and that is that Roger Stone started this and other people, that Ted Cruz dropped out of his campaign because his father was involved with Oswald in the pre-Cuba movement, and therefore Ted Cruz's father worked for the CIA like Oswald worked for the CIA. And let me just pull that apart of why that's not true. First of all, the grainy picture that shows Ted Cruz's father as an anti-Cuba protester could very well be it. It's too grainy to come to a true conclusion. I've seen so many lookalikes of people in this world that I'm not willing to say even if a picture looks like them, that is the guy. But even if it were Ted Cruz's Rafael Cruz, who was part of the pre-Cuba movement that Oswald infiltrated. Remember, the reason for infiltrating a movement is because they aren't communists. They aren't CIA. They are legitimate Cubans against Castro. So just because the infiltrator is shown photographed with the legitimate members of the Fair Play for Cuba organization doesn't mean that all the people in the Fair Play for Cuba know that Oswald is a CIA plant or that they are CIA plants. I mean, you just can't prove that
right.
by association because the purpose of infiltrating is because the people being infiltrated are not CIA.
Exactly.
That's why you infiltrate them.
Yeah.
So, you know, people have to think through these things. That's part of what I try to do in the world of
history. Yeah, I think it's kind of a...
Understand.
It's also the thing is that Cruz himself is deep establishment. He's basically a Bushite CFR plant. And I'm certain he's not going to disappear from the political scene completely either.
Well, no, he isn't, although he's got a problem, you know, as one of the most unpopular senators. Now that he's not running for president, where does he go from here? Now, my personal view of Cruz is, you know, I have an alternate explanation for his and his wife's involvement in the Wall Street firms and Goldman Sachs and all of that type of thing. I think that, you know, being smart and intelligent, coming out of Harvard and Yale and things, that you're expected to go get jobs in the big law firms and the named financial firms. The so-called contribution from Goldman Sachs, that really was a loan on the retirement funds of the wife. She was part of the CFR, you know, organization about North American Union thing, but she did disagree with the conclusions that they pull out. So it's not clear cut. First of all, Cruz has a legitimate background of being a conservative going clear back to his teenage and college years. I mean, not a Johnny come lately like Ben Carson was or other people. But I think what you see as what you call in the plant is the tendency to compromise and to, you know, I think he is morally compromised. I think he has been a serial adulterer, and when you are in that boat, you know, you have bad judgment about certain things. You can still be a conservative. I mean, when I was in Washington, D.C. as chairman of the Conservative National Committee, I was surprised how the Crane brothers, you know, the arch conservatives of those that era and the Reagan era, you know, were not being moral, you know, had mistresses and things. And other people who were conservatives, it was very discouraging to find out that this moral corruption, you know, was, even people who claimed to be Christians were still being morally corrupt. And so I view that, you know, Cruz is a legitimate conservative, but that he's morally corrupt and that he's susceptible to blackmail and compromise and bad judgment. That's why he got on board with the TPP and the neocon agenda. And he became a rabid follower of the neocon agenda of intervening around the world.
Right.
So I'm not a Cruz fan, but I think he's more complex than just being a plant. And I don't think Donald Trump's a plant either.
Yeah.
I think he's just all over the map because he's got an unstable personality and he can be manipulated. I mean, if you and I were top advisors next term, we could probably keep Trump straightened out.
Right.
Going down the right direction. But I don't see anybody of our caliber that is, or ideology surrounding Trump. And this is, unfortunately, Bill, what one, I think Mr. Cabrera, the conservative union, said this is the death of ideology in terms of the conservative movement. Once you allow populism to take over and ideology no longer rules, it becomes whatever really gets the most votes, which is populism. You never go back to ideology. It becomes too unpopular, too difficult to convince voters to take a consistent ideological position. So I think this is the fracturing of the conservative movement in the Republican Party. Even though Donald Trump is extremely popular, I think it's the fracturing, and it may be fatal towards, we may never be able to mount an ideological constitutional conservative campaign again.
Well, exactly. In other words, he may put a wall up, but he has to deal with the CIA and the FBI and the Department of Injustice in bringing in the drugs. He has to deal with corruption within the government that is infiltrated by globalists, which I don't know if he can ferret them all up, because a lot of the people that are corrupt in the district are criminals, I call, both Republicans and Democrats. They're globalists, and they're making deals with globalist transnational corporations. And I think you're right. He could be ruled by flattery and populism rather than dogma. For example, he wants energy independence, but you got to do it in such a way you don't trash the country and hurt people's health. And
yeah,
you know, and some of the things he says he's going to do, because he thinks all of a sudden that you're president, you can wave a magic wand and everything happens. You need to have proper immigration policies, and you need to have a rapid immigration system. But not only do you have to stop criminals from coming in, you have a lot of things going on in the country. For example, if you never let another Muslim come in, 72% of the Muslim imams running our mosques in America are radicalizing the current population, many of them born in America. And the most dangerous ones, like Anwar al-Awlaki, has a master's in engineering. We're not dealing with stupid people. We're dealing with highly intelligent people who are radicalized or radicalizing, and they're Americans. So you know, a lot of the things he says, when you get 9.7 million Muslims in the country and you're not dealing with the issues of the radicalizing process, and you're saying, how are you going to vet these people that come in with legal-looking Syrian documentation because he actually took over two of the printing presses in Syria? It's not solving the problem. And, you know, he'll come in there with a lot of bluster that he's going to solve the problems, but a bull in a china shop isn't going to stop, you know, breaking a lot of china. It's going to break more china. And, you know, as he starts to fail on some of these policies, because his advisors that I see so far don't get at the underlying root of many of the problems, and as much as it said to Roger Stone a few weeks ago, he's going to find a lot of bigger cans of worms of stuff that he's going to deal with some corruption and some evil inside his government, and his policies have to be ones that are doable. I mean, you can't just say you're going to do something and you can't accomplish what you want to do.
Well, you know, probably the greatest weakness that Donald Trump has is being one who's going to get change. He really doesn't understand the dark side of the U.S. government, how they, the dark side of the CIA, the FBI, the DEA, the Secret Service. I mean, how do you protect yourself when the Secret Service itself was involved in the assassination of JFK?
Exactly.
They had agents, you know, ordered to step off the car to not protect him. And the Secret Service replaced the windshield twice on his limousine because they tried to falsify the fact that bullets came in from the front. They didn't realize that when a bullet comes in the front, it puts out a 50-cent piece cone at the rear of the windshield towards the driver.
Right.
And they falsified it by making a hole from the back when, in fact, it's just a little complicated. But
yeah,
they realized that, no, this doesn't present a true falsification of what we wanted. But the Secret Service is involved in that change of that windshield. I mean, that wasn't some mafia people. That wasn't some anti-Cuba people involved. This was the U.S. government and mafia hitmen who they hire. They have a seamless relationship.
Exactly.
The CIA dark side and the mafia and the Israeli Mossad, so that they get plausible deniability. They let the Mossad and the mafia do many of these hits, so they don't have to do it themselves.
Yeah, it keeps their hands clean. I saw the actual autopsy reports before they became classified, and I can tell you there were bullets from multiple angles that were at low altitudes. In other words, they were right in the level of the car. They were not from a depository up above, and they were from multiple angles. So you're exactly right, and that's why we have collaboration inside the government. That's why, for example, 9/11, it was a war game simulation. I know Colonel Lynn Wills and the people inside U.S. Space Command. They even told me 6 months before they were going to do a simulation in New York City. The fact is that this situation in Washington, D.C. was a war game simulation. They're putting false icons on the screen. It was not done by Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, dying of renal failure in a cave in Afghanistan. It was a war game simulation. And that's why Dick Cheney and the Situation Room with Norman Mineta and the senior staffers there were literally managing this whole process, trying to blame them. And then, of course, they twisted it around with, I call him Colin Bowell, B-O-W-E-L, instead of Colin Powell, full of it, you know what I mean, telling us that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and somehow how did our oil get under their land? I mean, it's ridiculous. Everything about this is so sickening. And if Trump doesn't grasp this, and when people try to pretend that Trump is a conspiracy theorist because he mentioned THAAD or Theater Air Defense, the man is completely in the dark about the fact of the dark side inside the government. So when he gets in the presidency, it'll be similar to Jimmy Carter. Well, they'll presume that he knows what's really going on, and he's going to get a dark surprise, isn't he?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, you can't even prepare to protect yourself against the dark side unless you realize that it's really there. And, you know, we've got so many other agendas. I mean, look at this transgender agenda that's been forced on North Carolina. I mean, if you look at the DOJ suit that they threatened to file suit against North Carolina, this affects the entire nation. It's not just directed. I mean, if this goes through, and of course North Carolina is wisely taking it to the courts to make a determination, because they correctly say that the government has simply defined discrimination to include transgender, which is not in the law. There's nothing mentioning this is not sex discrimination. In fact, it is discrimination against someone falsely claiming to be of the wrong sex. Unfortunately, I have no confidence that the courts will see it North Carolina's way, because there's a tremendous evil agenda towards destroying true sexual orientation in this country.
Well, that's That's population reduction. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure that that's what it's getting to as much as it's a very evil, satanic agenda to foment homosexuality and confusion. But I can tell you this, there is no scientific, psychological way to test for a person claiming to be transgender. There's nothing.
No.
There's no way to distinguish, and that's why the Attorney General of Texas was correct in going to Target and said, show me your safety procedure and how you intend to safeguard the public from
You can't do a brain
claiming to be transgender.
And you can't do a hormone test.
They don't have any safety procedures.
No, and they can't do a brain scan or a hormone test or anything to prove their thesis. And when they tell 4-year-olds they can determine their sexual identity in schools like in California, this is craziness.
Yes, it is.
It is crazy.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
Yeah, it is the end of common sense, decency, and logic, and that's why we have Joel on. Joel, one of the comments I'd like you to probably have a good opinion on, or a bad opinion, is Glenn Beck and the foolishness that's going on in the so-called alternative media. Do you have anything to add to that? I know you have some things you're working up for this Friday show, but Glenn Beck is he's like a cult leader, isn't he?
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of the posts on the internet about, you know, he does act as a cult leader, but it's not because of his Mormon.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Evangelicals think that, you know, Mormons are a cult. I disagree. Being
of course not,
a rational Mormon who understands that, but still, Glenn Beck, his media empire is falling apart. A lot of it because he siphoned off so much money and he got too big too fast. At all of these outlets in New York with major studios, with Dallas and other places in the country. And while he's laying off people, I mean, just in the end of April, he laid off 40 people in the New York office, and it's really going down fast. But at the same time, he buys a corporate jet.
Really?
You know, and
wow.
He complains about, yeah, he buys a corporate jet and a Maybach automobile that's $200,000, and he complains about having to pumping money into his organization that he created through bad judgment. And I think Glenn Beck is really going to go down. His lifestyle is excessive for the kind of income that he's not having, and for some reason or other he's, you know, squirreled away many millions. But now it's he's letting the poor people you know, take it in the chin that he hired. A lot of people moved to New York to go into this office, moved to Dallas, and he's laying them off. This is very, very difficult, a very serious thing.
Yeah.
But I think Glenn Beck's major problem is that he ultimately knows that there's a conspiracy going on, but he has set his stake in the ground as an anti-conspiratorialist. And so he gets close to the George Soros conspiracy of globalism on Fox News. And he keeps coming back to that, but he's an adamant denier that there's any conspiracy in 9/11. So he's kind of schizophrenic in his personality. You know, he comes from an unstable background of having been an alcoholic and other things. And so, you know, rock music, those are not mentally stable positions. And I think it's coming to roost. Of course, almost with a religious fervor going after Ted Cruz and promoting him, calling for a day of fasting and prayer. It didn't work out. And
yeah.
I think you have to understand that when you've got a corrupt candidate, even though he pretends to be a Christian, you can't invoke the blessings of God on something that isn't righteous.
Exactly. So, your good end's going to come back on you. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. What are the major stories you're working on toward this weekend, this Friday?
Well, I am working on more on the transgender. There's apparently a complete anti-sexuality agenda behind this. They call it the binary nature of life that they're trying to eradicate.
Wow.
Any reference That's... to sexuality whatsoever.
Yeah.
So this could be a much worse agenda than we think.
Wow. Editor at World Affairs Brief, get your newsletter. Joel Skousen says it straight. Logical and common sense. We're editor at worldaffairsbrief.com. Thank you, Joel. Amazing analysis. And we have Joel on once or twice a month at least. Get the newsletter every Friday. It'll get you informed with a balanced view on what's happening in your world. Coming up tomorrow, first hour, Leo Lyons-Agami from Rome, hour number one.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.